What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about whether or not you should be promoting your posts on the Instagram app itself or actually getting on a desktop and using Facebook Ads Manager. Before we get into that, though, I would like to offer something for free to the entire podcast audience. So everyone listening today, it has been a while since I've done this, but this is very necessary, I've realized, for a lot of you to be able to grow on Instagram, and also for me to really understand you guys as my listeners as to what I can be helping you with. So what I'd like to offer everyone that listens to this episode is an Instagram audit completely free. So this is where me, like myself, I'm going to go into your account, look at like all your posts, your hashtags, everything you're doing, probably go into your bio link. I mean, I do a lot, right? But I want to be able to give you some really good advice. And a lot of times we need personal advice. So maybe you've listened to every podcast episode I've been putting out. You've been applying everything to the best of your ability and you're not really seeing the results you want, whether that be engagement wise or sales wise, then I invite you to just claim a free Instagram audit from me. So all you're going to do, if you would like me to go into your account and give you some pointers, I usually give you about 3 to 5 really solid pointers that you can apply right away that are very specific to your business, not just, hey, here's some general Instagram tips. Like I'm going to tell you some things that are not covered on podcasts. I'm just going to tell you things that are specific to your business that I probably wish I could have told you by now, but I can't do a podcast episode and just give an example for every single business on every topic, but I would love to give you some specific advice on the house. So all you're going to do if you want to claim this, all I ask is that you review the podcast. You can do that on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and then just DM me a screenshot of your review. So if you do it on Apple Podcasts, you can write the review. On Spotify, actually, all you need to do is click the stars. So just click however many stars, screenshot it right once you do, because it will say it's submitted, something like that. So try to catch that. And then just DM me on Instagram at socialbamboo_ and say audit episode 239. I will know exactly what you're talking about. I will put you on my list and I should be getting back to you within the next couple weeks or month. And no matter when you listen to this episode, I will do this for you. Naturally, over time, this episode will get drowned out by the other one. So I'm not worried about trying to keep it up. I'm sure I'll get a flood of you asking right away, but I will be doing you in the exact order that you request this. So the sooner you request it, the better. Go do it real quick. Even if you want to pause this episode, just review the podcast on either Spotify or Apple Podcasts. DM me a screenshot of the review at socialbamboo_ on Instagram, audit episode 239, and I will get back to you shortly, my friend. I will give you some advice that is better than any advice I could give you on any podcast episode because it will be very specific to your business. So appreciate you supporting the show, and yeah, you're welcome. It's definitely going to be some awesome tips you're going to get at no cost to you. So let's get into today's episode topic. Is it okay to run ads by promoting them on the Instagram app itself, or should you be going onto desktop and using the Facebook Ads Manager? When you go to promote a post on Instagram, you only get so many options. Now, I'm someone who believes that you should fully explain conceptually why you should do one of these campaigns or the other. I'm going to fully explain it so that you understand why and how, so that you can be better equipped to make these decisions for yourself in the future. So when you go in to promote a post, the first options that it really gives you is just choosing the audiences of people you want it to go to. So on the Instagram app, the options that you have are age, gender, location, and then interest. Those are the 4 categories that you can run it to. And when you're doing interest targeting, you might just say things like, all right, they're interested in entrepreneurship. Or if you're selling yoga mats, you say they're interested in yoga. You can't get a very detailed with it as far as layering the audience. So this is the first thing that you can do in Ads Manager that you can't do when you're promoting a post. And that's called layering your interests. So let's just stick with that yoga example. If I clicked on yoga, they're interested in yoga. And let's say that I'm selling yoga pants. What I can do on Ads Manager is after I put in an interest, rather than just putting in, oh, and then they're also interested in yoga pants because I can see that that's an option. then I can actually say, I can click an option called define further and then type in yoga pants and then click that. And what that does is it layers the interest together. So the ads are only going to show to someone who is interested in yoga as well as yoga pants. They have to be interested in both to see my ad. And that's something that you can't do when you just promote the post. I could say run it to people who are interested in yoga or yoga pants, but you can't create end statements with your interest-based targeting. And for some offers, this can be kind of necessary. I can't think of maybe the best example off the top of my head, but let's say you were doing a fitness yoga class. It was like yoga mixed with Pilates. It was like a yoga Pilates combo class, and you're running it to people in your area, and you're trying to get signups for this new style of fitness where it's yoga mixed with Pilates. What you could do is you could run the ad to people who are interested in yoga and Pilates rather than yoga or Pilates. So it gives you that more targeted, you have the option to get a lot more targeted when you do it in Ads Manager. The second major difference, and there are three major differences that I'm going to point out between the two, is the ability to set an attribution setting. Now, this is something that a lot of people don't already know what it is. So if you're watching with me on YouTube, you can see that I'm sharing my screen here and showing you this attribution setting. But this is something in Facebook Ads, Facebook Ads Manager. And when I say Facebook Ads Manager, I mean Facebook and Instagram ads, guys. All you do is simply select right here. Do you want it to run on Facebook, Instagram, or both? And that's another difference that I'll mention real quick is when you promote a post on Instagram, it's just going to show on an Instagram feed. When you promote a post on Facebook, it's just going to show in the Facebook feed. When you run an ad, I can say that I want it to be in the Instagram feed, in the Instagram Explore page, the Instagram Shop, Instagram Stories. You can have the ad display in a lot of other areas. But with the attribution setting, there's two major options. There's either the 1 day click or the 7 day click. There are actually four options, which are 1 day click, 7 day click, 1 day click or view, 7 day click or 1 day view. And I'm not going to explain all of them because that's just going to get unnecessarily confusing. I'm just going to explain the difference between the 1 day click and the 7 day click. Essentially, what this is the option to let Facebook know how long someone should take before they actually convert on your ad. And this is very important when you're running an ad to try to sell a product. What you'll find is almost all of the examples I'll give of when it's okay to run on Facebook Ads Manager, but not okay to promote the post, is going to be when you're trying to sell the product, because there's a lot of features here that don't really help you sell a product when you promote the post, this being one of them. The attribution setting is, it's not known for sure, but I'm pretty damn positive just with how the ads are run that it is a 1 day click attribution setting as a default when you run it as a promoted post on the phone. The 7 day click attribution setting, what that means is you're telling Facebook that from the time someone first sees my ad, it wouldn't be weird if it took 7 days for them to buy. And that is absolutely accurate. When you're trying to sell a product and you set this as like a 1 day click, what that would do is that it would show your ad to a bunch of people one or two times. And if they didn't buy your product after those couple times that they saw it, the ad would probably stop showing to them because they're like, hey, the attribution setting is 1 day click and it's been 3 days since the first time they clicked. So let's stop showing the ad to them. And that sounds nice because it's like, oh, cool. It'll just show the ad to a lot of different people. However, when you're trying to sell a product, that's a style of ad that normally does need to be shown to people multiple times before they actually buy. So that's why a 7 day click attribution setting is actually what you'd want to go with, which I'm pretty sure is not what the Instagram promotions is set up to do. It's not really looking to get you sales when you promote a post. It's more trying to get you likes and followers, which I will explain a little bit more once I get to the campaign objective. The other last major difference that you can't do in running ads, and this is also why you would certainly want to run on Ads Manager when you are trying to sell a product. You're never going to want to sell a product by promoting the post. You're just not going to get sales at all. Part of that reason, the third part here before we get to campaign objective, is that
hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
When you create ads and you're doing the copywriting and the different images and you're trying to sell the product, let's say that you're running like a 25% off sale and you create an ad that has pictures of your product and it says 25% off ends on this day. In order to really make good advertising, being a good marketer is mostly knowing that the first ad you come out with is rarely going to be your best one. However, you'll never know what your best ad is until the public tells you with their dollar. So what you would do when you go into Ads Manager is you can run all of these different tests. For those of you watching on the computer screen with me, I'll actually show you an ad campaign that I'm running right now. It says content D, caption A, content B, caption B, content C, caption A, content A, caption A. And hopefully that makes sense in just the title of what it is. This is an ad right here where I have four different types of content that I'm testing, where the image of the ad changes just a little bit between them. And then there's two different captions, caption A and caption B. And then I have all eight combos going on. So every content with each of the two captions and running them all against each other. And the thing is I think content D, caption A, ended up being the winner. So in this case, like the fourth piece of content, the fourth ad that I came out with was actually the one that got the best results. And that's the thing. You never know which one's going to be the best one. Sometimes it is A, but you never want to just run an ad with no split testing going on. And when you promote a post, you can't alter it from the original post that you did. Even like the hashtags are still going to be there. When you promote the post, everything about that post as you did it on Instagram will be just promoted to people. And you don't know if the way you pitched your product was the perfect way to do it. And you'll never know unless you run multiple different tests against each other and then just see which one works. And whichever one works is the winner. Being a great marketer is being able to guess this quicker than other people is really how I define a good marketer versus a great marketer. A good marketer is someone who realizes if I'm not split testing a bunch of different ad angles, copy, and images against each other to try to get these people's attention and comparing the results and then going with the winning ads, then you're certainly not running ads to the best ad you could. And just so you're aware, when you run paid ads, these ads don't show up on your organic Instagram feed. So I can run all of these different variations with slightly different captions and images, and people aren't seeing like all of them, right? And they're not all displayed on my page. It's just running to people outside of my following that targeting with the ads, and then it's just testing it across all these thousands of people, and then whichever one people react to the most, then you just end up giving your ad budget there. Now, the last thing, and this is going to make the biggest difference of running your ad campaign on Instagram or on Facebook Ads Manager. And when I say on Instagram, I also mean like on Facebook. So whether you're promoting the post on Instagram or you're clicking boost post on Facebook, it's this same exact thing in those situations. And when you're going to go into Facebook Ads Manager, you're creating paid ads for both platforms. You just choose if you want it to run to one or both. But the campaign objective is the first thing that you are prompted to choose when you do an ad in Facebook Ads Manager. And here are the options that it gives you. It says, choose a campaign objective: brand awareness, reach, traffic, engagement, app installs, video views, lead generation, messages, conversions, catalog sales, or store traffic. All right, you have 11 options of campaign objective in Ads Manager. When you run it as a boosted post on Instagram, you have three campaign objectives. It's the first thing that you choose when you go to boost a post. It will say more profile visits. That is the exact same thing as the engagement campaign in Facebook Ads Manager. It will also say more website views, and that is the same thing as a traffic campaign. And then the last thing is it will say more messages, which is obviously a messages campaign. So you probably won't want to do the messages campaign. I could envision how some might go, and I think I might run one in the future and report back to you guys if I get good results with that. And then the more profile visits, that's going to be the most common one for those of you going for likes and followers. And then more website visits or website views, that's not going to get you sales though, because it's not really sales optimized. So you probably won't want to do that one. But to give you an example, if you were to make an engagement campaign, so you were going to do the more profile visits, okay, it is looking for how can we get you the most likes, comments, shares, and even follows from the people that we show this ad to at the cheapest cost, all right? How can we get you likes at the cheapest cost? How can we get you followers at the cheapest cost? So for instance, like if you were to run a promoted post and you said the entire world was up for grabs, you said, I'm going to run this to people interested in entrepreneurship to the entire world. Almost all of those ads are going to go to India. And the reason why is because India is actually a country that is extremely bullish on entrepreneurship. They're very entrepreneurial there. And then at the same time, their conversion rate isn't great compared to a lot of other countries. And you can run ads to people in India for usually about a tenth or, you know, anywhere from a tenth to 100th of the cost in countries like the US or Australia. So because it's saying we're going to get you the cheapest likes possible, if you set it to worldwide, India is just a very common place for entrepreneurship, but it's going to go to plenty of other countries. That's just one I know of because I have run that ad a lot of times, and it almost exclusively goes to India in that case. Now, if I was running it, let's say like an engagement ad to the United States, so I'm running it as a promoted post on my phone. So I didn't click engagement, but I'm just promoting the post or boosting it. And what I'm telling you is I'm pretty positive the campaign objective is engagement. What it would do is it's going to show my post to people in the United States who are very likely to like a post, comment, share it, follow me, but have no respect to whether they actually own a business at this time, if they typically enter like a bunch of other like lead opt-ins, like if they're very likely to give their email out in the entrepreneur space when someone runs a free webinar or a free training. Are they someone who always signs up for it? They're not going to take that into consideration at all. They're not going to take into consideration, do they spend money in my market? Do they shop online much? They're just going to say, hey, they like posts and they're cheap to advertise to. Qualifications met. And for this reason, when people run promoted posts, they almost never get sales because essentially what you're telling the app is get me likes for the cheapest cost. And when you're running these other types of campaigns, if you were like targeting conversions, which would be like a purchase, like your campaign objective is called conversions, that would be you saying, I want people who buy or who enter their email into systems. So find me people who are very likely to do that. But the main one would be purchasers. So if you're running ads for these yoga mats, let's go back to that example, and I boosted the posts on Instagram versus ran a conversions campaign on Facebook Ads Manager. What's going to happen on Instagram is it's going to show it to people who love yoga, but they don't go to yoga in their area. They don't spend any money in that market, but hey, they're cheap to advertise to. That's who it's going to go to. Now, whether or not they would buy your yoga mat, hey, it remains to be seen. They could, right? They could, right? They're still interested in yoga, and for whatever reason, they're just a little bit cheaper to advertise to, and the ad went to them. But the reason why they're cheaper to advertise to comes down to one thing. There's not a lot of other people advertising to them. And there's a reason for that, is why wouldn't you just want to run into the cheaper people, you might say. It's because it's those people don't spend money online is why they're so cheap to advertise to, right? So if I were to go into Ads Manager and then click on conversions and then set my target conversion as a purchase and then try to sell the yoga mat, it's going to show the ad to people who are a lot more likely to shop online, which means that the cost to show my ad to 1,000 people using a conversions campaign versus the cost to show my ad to 1,000 people just promoting the post on my phone is actually going to be a way more expensive. And that's why there are some times where running the promoted post on your phone might be better. If you're not really trying to go for a sale right there, you're like, hey, we're just trying to get our following up. Great idea to promote the post. And I will link a video in the description on how to do this. I have 3 posts now, one of them that got me about 1,200 followers that I promoted, and another one that got me like 450, and then another one that was like 400 that was recent. And I use the exact same strategy for all of them. And that is detailed in a video that is in the description called How to Promote Posts to Gain Followers. So be sure to either watch that or listen to that podcast. And I will break down exactly what your post needs to say in order for you to be able to promote it and get followers from it. Because you can't just promote and get followers from it. There's a very specific thing that I say in this approach that I actually get followers. So make sure you watch that if you want to try that. But otherwise, if you're like, I'm going for sales, the CPM is what cost to show your ad to 1,000 people means. Okay, so it's kind of weird. I don't know what the M stands for, but if you ever hear the term CPM in advertising, it means cost to show your ad to 1,000 people. So let's say that if you did a conversions campaign, it might be $40 to show your ad to 1,000 people. If you promote the post on your phone, it might be $10, even $5 to show your post to those 1,000 people. However, those 1,000 people have nothing, there's not a lot of people advertising to them, mostly because they're probably broke or never buy anything online, but they do like your market. So if you're going for followers, you can do the promoting post. Otherwise, in almost every situation, whether you're going for catalog sales, store traffic, lead generation, video views even, or there's the messages campaign, all of these other things, you're going to want to set it up on Ads Manager, not promote the post. So to send you off of onto the next video that could actually really help you with this, if you're like, okay, I know what I need to do, I'm going to link 2 different videos below. One of them is how to gain followers from promoting posts. That's for those of you who are not looking for sales, all right? I repeat, you do not care if these ads get you sales. You just want ads that will get you followers that are actually targeted followers. Watch the how to gain followers from promoting posts video. And then for those of you that would like to get sales, make sure you watch the other video that I'm going to link, which will be how to run an Instagram giveaway that also gets you a lot of sales throughout the process. So it's not like a giveaway like you've seen before. It's a giveaway combined with the sale, but it's by far the easiest way to get some profitable Instagram sales. If you're not like a pro seasoned expert copywriter, if you're a newer business that hasn't really gotten to Instagram ads yet and are not looking to burn a couple thousand dollars and just want to actually make sure you get some sales, be sure to watch that video and that will break that down for you. So that's what I got for you for now. Please subscribe to the show, like, follow the page, follow my Instagram. All that stuff is so helpful, guys. You get the whole drill. I just gotta say it, but would appreciate all of the engagement. You can give me so much and I will respond to all comments that I get on the YouTube video. So I will talk to you soon.